Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Pelicans tonight against the Wizards at 7 o'clock. The pregame at 6:30. Saints and the Buccaneers, of course, on Sunday. So I was just curious, as we, you know, getting towards the end of the season, MVP and all these kind of things, Saquon Barkley, 2,000 yards, had a, you know, chance. Probably won't play in the final week. Totally get it. Mike, I'm kind of curious as to where you are on these single season records when it's not apples to apples. If it's an older record with 14 or 16 or 17, like, did you feel Saquon Barkley, if he had played, was he legitimately breaking Dickerson's record?
Yes.
Based on why?
Running the football. And it's just based on the amount of carries. I get the games.
Right.
I do get the game theory, and that's probably not fair. But when Dickerson broke the record, it was – he played in one more game than – and now I'm going dead. I can't remember who had it before Dickerson had it. But Dickerson played in one more
OJ
game.
Was
it? It may have been OJ. It may have been OJ. We've got to look it up, but – Dickerson played in one more game than that running back. And so now with Saquon, and for me, I get it, I understand it. But I'm for going and getting the record. I'm for going and getting the record. So if Saquon, I know he's not going to play, but I'm all for go get that record.
Did you have we were looking at talking about Mike Evans. Did you ever have a situation where you had a final game, and if you did X, it would mean something financially, without getting into details, of course?
Probably so. I don't know if it was just one final game, but, you know, I was at the point. You have escalators, and guys know it because your agent lets you know, hey, you're close to 2.5 sacks, or if you get one more sack, it's a bonus for you. This past week, and the Saints didn't have anybody in the Pro Bowl. If you make the Pro Bowl, if you make the All-Pro team, guys have bonuses in those contracts. And so, you know, they're escalators. It may be an escalator in there where you made the Pro Bowl for two consecutive years. Now my base salary for the next year goes up X amount. Or, you know, let's say it's take a rookie. You know, now his average salary will be based off of whatever the transition tag, the franchise tag. And so I know a lot of times we've devalued what the Pro Bowl means, but financially, to a lot of guys, it's a lot. It means a lot to them. And so from a escalator standpoint of so many rushing yards or so many catches or so many carries, your agent would let you know, hey, you're getting close to this incentive. So let's have a good new year and a Merry Christmas. And, you know, you're going to go out and not that you weren't playing hard, but you kind of know how many yards you need.
Dickerson did it with 16. OJ did it in 14 games.
Got it.
Right.
Got it. So OJ did it in 14 and 16. And look, the games have changed. You know, it's still football, but how you do football and the yardage and, you know, some different things, it's a little different. But, yeah, I'm for setting particularly a record like that. I'm for going after it because the thought process is always, how about this? And Saquon will tell you. I think this is year what, 7 for him?
I don't know.
6? I think he said it. No. It's either year 6 or 7 for him.
If we're not playing him, I don't know.
Yeah. But here's something that's interesting. This is the first time that he has won a division crown.
Wow.
Well, he was never a division champ. Think about that. As great as he has been, he's played on some lousy teams.
Yeah.
Or they weren't good enough. And it took him this amount of years and changing teams for him to win his first division championship.
Would you be Would you be surprised at any move above head coach? Would be anybody any front office moves at on Saints at, for the Saints?
For the Saints?
Yeah.
Yes and no. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't have a feel. And to be honest, I really hadn't tried to get a feel.
No, I was just. I mean,
no, I know it.
There's a lot of texters.
I want to tell the text. I want to tell the text people. That's not my job. Yeah. That's not your job. And so we don't get into that side.
Never have.
No. Yeah, we don't get into that side. We see, we observe, we talk about. Yes, we have opinions, but I want to put this team, this organization, in the best possible way to win. I want fans and players to enjoy wearing the black and gold. I want fans to feel like that we have, and you do, a distinct advantage every time you come into that dome. And they deserve a better product than what has been put out on the field.